but I'm also the principal of the cathedral next door and a teacher and the youth pastor here and head of the children's ministry. So the heart of what I do every single day is to see young people walk into who they are in Christ. Not who the world says they are, but who they say they are. And in order for them to do that, they have to have generations before them who know who they are in Christ, who walks in who they are in Christ, who lives not by words, but by example. Because y'all, and this is not what I want to talk about, but it just kind of stirred in me walking up for a second. This generation, unlike any other generations, are being lied to, and we all know that just by watching stuff, more than anyone else. Identity is at the core of the fight right now for our kids, for our youth. And so we, in my generation, in the generation before me, in the generation before that, has to be firm and has to stand. We have to know our identity so we can stand firm and affirm their identity. So when I found out that this is the conference is about our identity and being set free from self-rejection and self-hatred, I mean, I just was leaping on the inside. And I take the youth to conferences all the time. And I was telling Abby before the conference started Wednesday night, before every youth conference we go to, we went to one this summer, over 10,000 kids there. It's so electric. It's so exciting. And I just weep. And I had that same feeling here Wednesday night. I mean, it was just electric about what the Lord's going to do, because it's so on His heart for us, no matter our age, no matter how long we've been walking with Jesus, to really understand whose we are and what He says about us. So I don't know everything that's been said. I've been in and out with teaching and stuff, so I'll probably repeat a lot of the same stuff, but I'm just going to kind of give it a twist on how I teach the youth and kind of break it down. The Lord breaks things down simply for me because I need to hear it simply. And then I'm able to give it to the kids that way because it's so important that we get it. And Bishop talked the first night. It's so important that we know what the Lord says about us and that we believe it. And so what I want to talk in this really short amount of time, I'm going to watch the time because sometimes I do talk too much, is that the standard of what we believe, the plumb line, the standard of every waking moment, every sleeping moment of every day is this. There's a lot of great books, but if you want to know the standard by what we should believe, it's right here in Scriptures. And we've looked at this a lot, but in Ephesians chapter 2, I'm just going to read it very quickly. It says, "And I've been raised up with Him, seated with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." And I know you've talked about it a lot. And a picture the Lord gave to me that I've been talking with my youth, if they were in here, they could quote it because we talk about it every single week. We're called in heavenly places. Right now, I'm speaking to you at Eucharist. My kids are over there taking a test. And I'm doing all the things on earth, but I'm in heaven. Everything about me is seated in heavenly places. I can choose to enter in to Jesus doing that through me and me seeing everything through a heavenly perspective, or I can choose not to and listen to the enemy and let him rule and dictate everything. And the Lord gave me this to break it down to the kids, and it really struck home with me. When we're in the heavenly places, it's like we're living in the mansion. Everything we have, everything we want, everything we need is not only there, it's like there and we're able to use it right that second. We don't have to go find it. The words that I need to say in a conversation with a parent that's heated, it's already there. I'm in heaven. Come Holy Spirit. And I'm just speaking through that. Jesus speaking through that. But when I choose to listen to the enemy or let the enemy get in between my ears and stay in my head, which is where the warfare happens, I choose not to live in the mansion, but to live in the pit with the pigs and eat the slop. And so as a youth group, we've been talking about for months now, stop eating the slop. We've got to stop eating the slop. Who are we when we feel like I hate my hair and I hear it from kids all the time. And I mean, I look on Instagram and their life is perfect and this is perfect. And I wish I looked like that. And I wish I felt this. And I wish I didn't struggle with that. I have to go, hey, you're living with the pigs. You're eating the slop. What is Jesus saying about you? In Galatians, and I know we've looked at this a lot too, It says, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live. I no longer have to come up with the right thing. I don't have to talk myself into a good place. But Christ who lives in me and the life which I now live, because too many people will say, I'm in heavenly places. I don't have to do anything. Y'all, if I told you everything I did this week, you would be like, oh my goodness, it has been the week of all weeks for me. There was a lot of things I had to do day to day, going to do stuff, doctor's appointments and funerals and the whole plethora hit this week. I still had to do. But the great thing is I can do every one of those things with Jesus doing them through me, resting in the fact that He has gone before me, that He's in me. I don't have to worry. I don't have to doubt. I don't have to compare. And I can walk every step in heavenly places with a heavenly perspective, still doing all the hard things, still going on 5 hours of sleep, because sometimes that's just how it works this week. You know, I don't stop because life gets hard. I don't stop because I'm tired. I can't choose to live with the pigs because my kids are going crazy, and because I'm tired, they're really driving me nuts and I'm just ready to just snap. No, I'm in heavenly places. I'm living in the mansion. I've got to make those choices. And it says, for the life which I now live in the flesh, we have to do that. I no longer have to do it, but I live by faith in Christ. I live with Him in the heavenly places. So before we can address how to feel about ourselves, we have to know where we are, because you're never going to consistently hear what the Lord has to say about you if you don't believe you're sitting right there in heaven every single moment while you're here on earth listening to Him. Because the enemy comes in and he'll say, Dad, you blew it. You know, you're not worthy enough. You've messed up so bad that you can't be redeemed. Because what does the enemy want to do? He wants to put his foot on our neck and he wants to keep us down because he doesn't want us to fulfill our purpose. And so in looking at identity several years ago, the Lord just spoke this word to me. He said, Roxanne, if you'll teach the Song of Solomon to these youth, I will show them who they are and they will forever know. And I've grown up hearing the Song of Solomon, but I've never experienced it. We went on a 3-year journey, me and these youth, 13 to 18 year olds, looking at the language of the Song of Solomon. But y'all, it got so inside of me and so inside them too, that I no longer can go, I'm not good enough. Or I no longer can go, I blew it so bad that I can't come back from here. Because the standard by which has to be in my head is contradictory to all those things. I hope that makes sense. So just two little places I want to look at in Song of Solomon, but man, they're big places. In chapter 1, verse 5, it says this. This is the standard. This has got to be the plumb line. When the enemy hits us with doubt or self-hatred or self-rejection or comparing or doing whatever you do day after day, and you're going, I wish I was this, or I wish this would happen. The Lord says this. This is Solomon speaking over the Shulamite, Jesus speaking over us. And He tells her, you are black but lovely. He sees our stuff. We don't have to hide it from Him. And He's not offended with it. He's not scared from it. He says, you are black, but you are lovely. And as you progress through the Song of Solomon in chapter 4, He says this to her. He says, you are altogether beautiful, my bride, my darling, and there is no spot or blemish in you. The Lord is not offended by our stuff. He brings our darkness to light because we are forever moving in grace towards wholeness with Him. My darkness will forever be exposed, right? Because He's forever showing it to me so I can walk in more holiness and walk with Jesus. Because the more you walk with Him, the more you want to look like Him. So the more stuff in our flesh that comes up so He can set free. But the enemy will say, you're not good enough, or you've blown it, or, you know, He can't use you because you're too dark. And I've had to learn, and I tell these kids too, but it's me. I'm telling you, for me, you have to put your foot down. You have to let the standard be this. You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There's no spot. There's no blemish in you. So when I get hit with thoughts of rejection or self-hatred or doubt, or I'm in a conversation with someone and it gets heated and in the flesh, wanting to go here, I have to go, no. My standard is, this is my standard. My standard is there is no spot or blemish in me. And my standard is I'm not going to think rejection thinking. I'm not going to think stinking thinking. We talk about that in youth. I'm not going to stand on my emotions, which are like quicksand, because your emotions will pull you down, pull you up, pull you down, pull you up. I can't stand on my emotions. Who am I? I'm Jesus. I belong to the King. And I'm right now seated in heavenly places with Him. Right now. And in that moment of stress and in that moment of weakness and in that moment of tired, when the enemy hits the most, you have to go, no, I am seated in heavenly places with Jesus, and it is not I who lives, but Him who lives in me. So I'm going to put my thought life aligned with His standards and what He has to say about me, and the Scripture's full of that. I mean, I just picked two little ones because Father Craig said 8 to 10 minutes. I mean, we could do hours of everything that the Bible says about us, right? And I have to align my thought life with what He's saying about me. And I have to put my foot down. And you have to tell the enemy to get out of your head. Because if you don't, he's going to stay in between your ears. He's going to stay there hammering, 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 hammering until you say, you have no place to live here. And so I met with a kid last week, and she was like, I can't do life because I have so much anxiety. And that's so much with this generation, just anxiety. And she was like, I don't know how to do it. And I said, babe, yes, you do. Let's just talk about that. Yes, you do. You are seated in heavenly places. You don't have to do it. You get to rest in Jesus. And all you have to do is tell the enemy to get out of your head. And every thought you have, you say, no, that's not true. This is what the Lord says about me. And we wrote out scriptures. And I said, every time you get hit with a thought or hit with a feeling, you'll say, no, that's not true. That's not true. This is what Jesus said is true. And she texted me the other day and she said, it's so simple. And that's what Bishop's been saying in this conference. It is so simple. We don't have to work ourselves into this place. We simply just have to put our feet down and moment by moment by moment, walk in who we are and whose we are. I hope that makes sense. All right. Amen. Amen.